Democrats jumped right out of the gate, blasting the proposal. Representative John Richards called the scope of the motion breathtaking. According to a state review, the governor could opt to sell almost everything except parks and beaches. So included would be prisons, power plants, highways, and university buildings. Richards says he fears people will become reluctant to donate to the UW system.
We're already hearing from philanthropists who are saying, well, not quite sure I want to step into this. If you guys are going to be selling off a property, it's going to have my name on it, and maybe it's only 25% gift funds, they could be sold off to some corporation. Of course they're going to think twice about that.
The committee tweaked the bill so that the state could not sell property if federal dollars or gifts or grants had paid for at least half. Democratic Senator Jennifer Schilling objected to the sale of public property without a competitive bidding process, and she was not satisfied that the Joint Finance Committee might now play a role.
At least we've got some oversight coming back to finance on this stuff. This has should have greater scrutiny than what we are doing right here and what those ramifications would be.
The committee will eventually submit its revised budget to the Assembly and Senate for review. When they finish, they'll send the proposed budget back to the governor. He can accept or veto changes lawmakers made. If the property sale plan remains as is, Republican Senator Alberta Darling assured her colleagues that the committee would thoroughly vet any proposed sale. Darling is the panel's co-chair.
Who would sit on this committee and make a decision that's not in the best interest of the state? And who on this committee would approve a sale if it hadn't been transparent and hadn't been competitive? I don't think that anybody serving on this committee could get to this position of leadership and be so sloppy about how we would make a decision.
Darling pointed out the committee approved a requirement that any potential property sale must undergo a cost-benefit analysis and property assessment. Republican Representative Dean Knudsen urged his colleagues to trust one another.
You know, we've got much more oversight than what the governor proposed, and because of that, I'm comfortable, at least open-minded, with the idea to let them come and make their best case. But it better be good. It better be clearly in the best interest of the state, or I wouldn't vote for it.
Knudsen called the plan good but not perfect. The Walker administration has said it does not have plans currently to sell public property. However, it says it wants the option in case sales are needed to pay down the state's enormous debt. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.